Brew. My name is Marcellus Shepard. You can call me the Bass Man. Well, in the five spot this week, we feature an artist whose music for me has always been slightly left of center. It kind of makes sense, though, as he was mentored by the great Miles Davis back in the 80s. And just like Miles, he stretches the music beyond its formal boundaries. Trumpeter Wallace Roney has a new project for High Note Records in which he's bringing in some heavy hitters. Check it out. Saxophonist Gary Bartz, bassist Buster Williams, young sax man Ben Solomon, pianist Patrice Rushen, gotta love her, and my man drummer Lenny White. Talk about a dream team. The music featured makes up a highly creative and complex playlist, making his debut in the number five spot, A Place in Time, the latest of Wallace Roney, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Trumpeter Wallace Roney. Yeah, man. All-star cast coming together once again. The CD is called A Place in Time. It's on the High Note recording label, and it debuts at number five here on the countdown. LaRue?
Good deal. Thanks, Brother Bass. Fans of guitarist Peter White may have detected the pattern. He likes things in threes, or at least as it pertains to his albums. Prior to his current release, Peter White wrapped up the third of three albums dedicated to all original material. And now White's latest for Heads Up, his 15th CD overall, completes a trifecta of its own. This is the third project of all cover tunes that White's done, going back to his 1994 album Reflections and 2006's Playing Favorites. There's a soulful element that comes through on this most recent one, thanks in no small part to saxophonist Huge Groove coming aboard to record and mix the project. Now, Huge doesn't actually play on the project, but he does get his studio grind on, and it works out really well. Tackling throwbacks originally performed by the likes of the Rascals, Otis Redding, Stevie Wonder, and more, it's guitarist Peter White right here with his latest for Heads Up. It's called Groovin', and it's in the number four spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. There it is, guitarist Peter White, unmistakable. His latest for the Heads Up label is called Groovin', and it holds steady in the number four spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Gotta love Mr. White. Thank you, brother. Family, listen, we invite you to download the TuneIn Radio app to your smart device and search for the Cool Jazz Countdown to be able to give it another listen for this episode as well as recent episodes. You can also subscribe to the Countdown via iTunes, or you can download the podcast anytime at your leisure at www.countdown.podomatic.com. Well, though it's not yet spring, how about we go deep into the weeds? not physically, but musically with saxophonist Corey Weeds. Now, he's produced a new project on his own label, Cellar Live. It was recorded for a private audience, which consisted of mostly folks from his native Canada at Small's Nightclub in New York City. It's right there in the heart of Greenwich Village. They treated this live recording like a studio session, which pretty much means they started and stopped many times, going for multiple takes, if you will. Now, Corey swings on here with Joe Magnarelli on trumpet, David Hazeltine on keys, Paul Gill on bass, and Jason Timon doing work on drums. These cats swing hard, man. Straight No Chaser. With his 11th CD, here is saxophonist Corey Weeds featuring David Hazeltine with It's Easy to Remember. It's in the number 3 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Larry Weeds Quintet featuring David Hazeltine. It's easy to remember. You'll find it on the Cellar Live recording label, and it's in the number 3 spot this week on our survey. LaRue.
All right, thank you, Bassman. Back in the early 2000s, the planets were in the perfect alignment for vocalist Norah Jones. Her debut record on Blue Note was a runaway smash, and she had the look and the sound of a smoothed-out style of jazz that was often best enjoyed with your favorite grande mocha frappuccino. She would branch out on her successful follow-up albums, but has more or less come back to her jazz origins with her latest release. Now, it's easy to imagine that being in the company of personnel like her label mates, saxophonist Wayne Shorter, organist Dr. Lonnie Smith, and drummer Brian Blade, would help Norah feel right back at home, nestled in jazz. She's also back at home playing piano on this record as well, and songwriting, contributing 9 tracks to this 12-song set. It's the latest from Norah Jones. It's called Daybreaks, and you'll find it on the legendary Blue Note label in the number 2 spot this week, right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. He was only 25, had an open heart and tender mind. He sang through all the hymns he knew. He was searching for a higher sign. When his water was turned to wine, all the darkness became light. Babies and a patient wife, they just weren't enough to keep him high. So he gave them up just to fill his cup. Every sip would make him feel alive. No bones in his body would dry. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. Got wrinkles and a crooked frown. He holds back tears, thinking of the years that the bottle had him all tied down. So he'll sit, have another round, singing hallelujah till he drowns. It's a tragedy.
It's the latest there from vocalist Norah Jones, moving up a bit to take the number two spot this week. You'll find it on the Blue Note label. Daybreaks, the name of the CD. Norah Jones in at number two on this week's survey. Bass, I got a funny feeling. I know what you're going to tell me next, but just for kicks, who's got that number one spot, man?
Man, Nathan East is a straight beast. You can say that about an artist when their album debuts at number one on both the Billboard Jazz and Contemporary Jazz charts, even before the full album is released. Now, his follow-up to his 2014 self-titled debut CD is now available to everyone. It's titled Reverence. And man, this brother goes deep, first and foremost, into his Rolodex. It's as if he just scrolled through and started calling cats like, hey, it's time. You want to make some music? And it appears that everybody said hello. People like Ruben Studdard, Greg Phillinganes, Paul Jackson Jr., Yolanda Adams, Hubert Laws, and that's just between two songs. Now, Reverence was recorded between eight different studios, mostly in Cali and Tennessee. West Coast, East Coast, I think you get the point there. Now, East takes us down memory lane with tunes from the songbook of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and also the Book of Wonder, with some of his own selections in there as well. Now, I know it's early in the year, but check this out. I'm putting on my Negro Damas hat right now and professing that this will be the number one album of the year. In the meantime, his bass is Nathan East with Reverence. It holds steady in the number one spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. this was that studio session that I wanted to be in to check this out. The brother is live and direct. I hope we can get him back in the studio this year to talk about it. Bassist Nathan East, his latest on the Yamaha Entertainment Group. It is called Reverence, and it holds steady at number one here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, family, that puts a wrap on the countdown for this week. Remember, you can give this and other recent episodes of the Cool Jazz Countdown another listen using the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone or tablet. We also welcome you to subscribe to the Cool Jazz Countdown on iTunes, or you can download the podcast anytime at www.countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you stop by and connect with us on our page, where you can share your thoughts on the show and check out jazz news you can use, links to reviews, commentary, photos, videos, and a whole lot more. Check us out and click that like button while you're there at facebook.com/cooljazzcountdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, this is Marcellus Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.